welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jesse Colhagen, and you're listening to The Life Note, The More of Less, by Joshua Becker and summarized by Life Book member Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Maybe the life you've always wanted is buried underneath everything you own. If you feel increasingly overwhelmed with too much stuff, Joshua Becker's brilliant book, The More of Less, will help you find your way out of the mess. While cleaning his garage one day as his son looked on wistfully, hoping his dad would join him to play ball, Joshua Becker soon realized, we don't need to own all this stuff. He leverages this powerful insight into an action plan that we can use to become less encumbered and more purposeful and fulfilled. From his own journey to minimalism, he went on to become founder and editor of the Becoming Minimalist website, which is found at becomingminimalist.com, which has inspired millions of people. In this Life Note, we'll share some of the big thoughts that most inspired us, including creating space for new possibilities, becoming more aware of the fog of consumerism, finding our own unique path to minimalism, redefining security to increase focus on relationships, practical tips for minimizing, and living a more intentional life. We're super excited to review The More of Less with you, and know that you'll find it to be an encouraging book packed with great ideas and inspiration. So here we go. Big thought number one, good riddance. Create space for new possibilities. Quote, the beauty of minimalism isn't in what it takes away. The beauty and the full potential of minimalism is in what it gives, end quote. Just thinking about sorting through our things and deciding what to let go of can make us feel overwhelmed. No wonder we procrastinate cleaning out our closets and our garage. Someday we'll get around to it, right? But that someday may not come for months or even years. In the meantime, we keep tripping over all that stuff on our way to do more important things, like shopping for more stuff. Becker advises us to reframe how we think about minimalism. He tells us that, quote, minimalism is about what it gives, not what it takes away, end quote. When you elevate in importance those possessions that you truly value and get rid of what you don't, you create space for new possibilities and can refocus on your most important priorities. He helpfully debunks two common misconceptions. Number one, minimalism is about giving up everything. It is about living with less, but you can keep whatever possessions bring value to your life. You get to decide what is adding value, and you can keep whatever really does. Number two, minimalism is about organizing your stuff. Actually, organizing is different from minimalism, particularly because it's more of a temporary solution, explains Becker. It's really just rearranging. If you really want to change your life, you're going to want to eliminate the excess to create more space and freedom in your life. So rather than just organizing all your stuff, focus on eliminating instead. It may help if you think about the vision you have for the space you want to live in. Imagine yourself having the highest possible quality of life in your home. Does that beautiful vision include an old broken lamp stuck in the corner of your office, or a drawer full of mismatched socks? Probably not. Does your vision include a perfectly organized closet that only has clothes that make you look and feel amazing, or a clutter-free car that's ready for taking your girlfriend out on a hot date? Heck yes. It's much easier to minimize when you have that clear vision in mind. So reframe your minimizing journey so that you see it as a way to create space for new possibilities to come into your life. The next big thought, the fog of consumerism. Open your eyes. Quote, advertisers have been so successful at playing on our selfish desires for ownership that today buying and being happy are considered virtually synonymous. It's as if the purpose of life is self-gratification and buying things is the only way to get there, end quote. We have somehow collectively bought into the idea that more is always better. We think that having a bigger house or a better car or the latest technology is some type of prerequisite for happiness. Becker uses the phrase the fog of consumerism to create the picture that consumerism has become so pervasive that just like the air around us, it's invisible to us. We've stopped questioning whether having more possessions really makes us happy, and we just keep buying, assuming that they do. Change can often begin with awareness. If you become more aware of how you get sucked into buying things that you don't really need or want, you can then begin to take back control of your spending to ensure that it's focused on what you do really want. Awareness should include your trigger points that make you shop mindlessly. Do you shop when you're bored, lonely, sad, stressed? Does getting a coupon trigger you to feel that you must go to the store to use it? When your buddy buys a new set of golf clubs, does this trigger you to head to the sports store as well? Be more deliberate. Look beyond the fog. You might be amazed at how what you thought made you happy isn't really making you happy at all. The next big thought. What is minimalism for you? Do it your way. Quote, follow your passions to the best of your ability with the resources you possess. Fulfill your purpose with great focus by removing the distractions that keep you from it. And find a style of minimalism that works for you, one that is not cumbersome, but freeing. End quote. You may have a certain impression of minimalism, that it involves a life full of stark white walls, a few hard pieces of furniture to sit on, and not a toy or a book in sight. Where's the fun in that, you might rightfully ask. Actually, minimalism should not involve sacrifice. Rather, it's stripping away what you don't really need or enjoy so that you can create the life that you really want. And there are as many definitions of minimalism as there are people in the world, because only you can decide what belongs in your life and what doesn't. But to embrace the principles of minimalism, you'll want to be sure that what you do allow in your life is something that truly adds value. Becker encourages you to, quote, shape your minimalism based upon your purposes, end quote. In this way, you can avoid being rigid about minimalism. If one of your purposes is to have freedom to travel around the world relatively unencumbered, your version of minimalism is going to look very different than someone who wants to create a comfortable family life at home. You'll also probably find yourself being more clear-headed about your purposes and what's really important to you as you start getting rid of all that unnecessary clutter. And that sounds very freeing, doesn't it? So do minimalism your way. Your version of minimalism will be as unique as you. With that in mind, what does minimalism look like for you? We all know that we can't hit a fuzzy target, so be specific. Your highest quality of life depends on you getting very clear on what you want in your life, as well as what you don't want in your life. The next big thought, redefining security, relationships versus money. Quote, we dream of a future that includes larger paychecks and sizable savings accounts. We plot and plan to acquire them because we think they provide lasting security. If that costs us in other areas of life, such as our family and friendships, then that's the way it goes. End quote. Security is an underlying human need. Yet our way of finding security through possessions can be very misguided. Becker shares the story of an email he received of a hardworking couple who overheard their 8-year-old son saying to a friend, "Mommy and Daddy aren't home a lot. We don't see them very much." After their hearts broke hearing that, they began to realize maybe they didn't need their second house at the lake or some of the other material possessions they were working so hard to buy at the expense of spending time with their son. Becker suggests that lasting security can never be found in possessions. We'll always want more. Take a moment and consider whether you or someone you know, perhaps a family member, seems to be hanging on to possessions for security. Do you own 2 blenders just in case one breaks? Do you own enough extra blankets that you could host a slumber party for 30 people? Really, does this extra clutter make you feel more secure, or does it just make you feel disorganized and distracted instead? What's the true price that you're paying for the security that you feel from these things? If having more and more possessions doesn't really satisfy that innate longing for security, what's the alternative then? Quote, we should look to the very things we so often sacrifice in our pursuit of more and more possessions. Relationships, says Becker. When you have strong, supportive relationships in your life, maybe you can begin to let go of that tight grip you have on your possessions or that incessant drive for more, more, and more. Step back and reconsider what security means for you and how you can get it. Perhaps relationships, appreciation, love, or gratitude for what you already have can bring you that feeling of security without spending another dime. The next big thought, how to minimize. Some practical tips. Quote, you don't need to start with the hard stuff. Start easy. Start small. Just start somewhere. End quote. One really great aspect of the More of Less is that it's full of practical tips and specific ways for you to minimize more easily. A few of our favorites include declaring your why. Becker encourages you to articulate some reasons why you want to minimize before you start. Now, Lifebook members, doesn't this sound familiar? Having a clear why, as we know, is a critical step in achieving our life vision. When it comes to minimizing, your why could be that you want to free up more time to spend with your family, or perhaps that you want to downsize so you have more freedom, or perhaps you just want a calm, tranquil, orderly home to feel more peaceful. What's your why? Take some time and write this down so that you can hold on to that vision during your minimizing process. Becker's second tip is to keep only the best, and this is another great one. When it comes to memorabilia, it can be very hard to eliminate or pare it down because of the emotional attachment. Becker tells a story about how the boxes in their basement told the stories of their lives for he and his wife, so the task of paring those down to eliminate some memorabilia was really challenging. Their strategy was to keep only the best, and this meant the highest quality and most meaningful items with which to remember former times and beloved people. This is fantastic advice. Try it with photos. For example, do you really need every single photo from your child's birthday party or that vacation you took 10 years ago? Or can you select a few of the very best to remember the memories of that experience? And do you really need to keep every single piece of your grandmother's formal china? Or can you keep one or two special pieces, such as the sugar and creamer, instead? And consider actually using those pieces rather than keeping them tucked away in some dark corner of a cabinet. You'll find so many more tips in the More of Less, from how to get rid of books, to dealing with papers, to gift giving and ongoing maintenance. If clutter is your own personal enemy, this book will give you the specific ammunition you need to win the battle. The final big thought, intentional life. It's not just about the stuff. Quote, if an activity, a decision, or a habit is not bringing us closer to our purpose and passion, then we should remove it, end quote. When we hear the word minimalism, our thoughts usually turn to stuff, having too many physical possessions cluttering our lives. Indeed, this is part of it, but the bigger picture is that minimalism is about living a more intentional life. In the More of Less, we learn about three areas that are common opportunities for us to be more intentional: our bodies, our schedules, and our relationships. Number one, our bodies. Healthier eating, exercising, and better hydration are some key areas of focus in a more intentional life. Number two, our schedules. Whether you diligently work on avoiding distractions or carve out some specific time each day to be more peaceful, you'll want to consider how to be more intentional with your calendar and less frazzled as a result. And number three, our relationships. While Becker makes the caveat that relationships are not transactions, so we need to take some care here, we certainly can be more intentional about our relationships. In some cases, we need to be willing to let go of relationships that no longer work for us. Living an intentional life, then, goes beyond the possessions you no longer need to include all of what you no longer need. Whether that means losing some excess pounds or changing unhealthy eating habits, canceling some of the trivial activities that keep us busy but unfulfilled, unsubscribing from emails that you no longer need to get, and even letting go of a toxic relationship that you've dealt with for way too long. You can have the life that you want. It's all there waiting for you. But in order to find it, you'll likely need to start getting rid of some of the piles of clutter, and even some habits and activities, in order to create the space and freedom to focus on that vision that you've so carefully crafted. Some other life notes related to this topic of minimalism and living more intentionally include Marie Kondo's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up and Your Money or Your Life by Vicki Robin and Joe Dominguez. Check out those two previous life notes and the great books as well. And by the way, if you're feeling fired up to go and start minimizing right now, go do it. Jump right in and take action today if you can. At least block off a chunk of your time on the calendar to declutter. Create a vision that draws you forward and get rid of whatever is getting in your way of that vision. It really is that simple. The More of Less will help you see that less really can be more. We're excited for you to begin this journey and to see what unfolds for you as you get rid of the old to make room for the new. So there we have it, Joshua Becker's guide to a less encumbered, more purposeful, and fulfilled life. We hope you found it valuable and insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.